Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
And we're giving thanks that Extreme Makeover Home Edition is back on ABC for 4 holiday episodes.
Jillian Harris from the design team talks about family, inspiration, and bringing her designs to life.
And Ed Sanders, design team veteran and expert joiner, joins us to talk about bringing family home for the holidays.
We're also thankful that amidst all the stuff, building, boards, and bulldozers, the heart of the matter is the people we love.
And it's all coming up next on My Fix It Up Life. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa and our warm kitchen,
because I am making a stuffed pumpkin and pie pops. And you might want to ask, like, what is that? Well, you have to go to our website, myfixituplife.com, and check it out, because they're awesome.
It smells good, it feels good, it's got the beginning of that whole holiday vibe that I like.
And, you know, Lexi, our 11-year-old, earned her holiday dinners this year because she participated in a turkey trot, which is her first running race ever.
Yes, it's a one-mile run at her school, and she ripped out an 8:34 mile. I'm very proud of her.
Yes, we cheered her on. It was very exciting. And our little Jack had his first Thanksgiving meal at his preschool with all of his little friends, and he's so excited. He's so excited about the holidays that he keeps mixing up which holiday is coming on. Like, he was talking about Halloween and Christmas and Thanksgiving all in the same kind of, like,
yes,
bundle.
Yes, he said his costume was empty.
Yes, his costume was empty because he wanted to put on his Captain America outfit for Thanksgiving. So he's in the age where it's like all, like, he's so excited about the whole thing that he can't keep it straight. And I don't think anyone minds if he was Captain America on Thanksgiving.
There is no problem with being Captain America on the most American of holidays.
Now, especially because he doesn't believe that we're going to eat the pumpkin.
He doesn't.
He does not. We went out and we bought a pumpkin after Halloween. He's very excited to go to the pumpkin patch. Maybe it's us that he's getting all the holidays mixed up. But then I said I was going to eat it, and he said no.
Well, we did a very holiday-ish, this time of year-ish thing today where we live. We raked leaves in the yard, and he stood in the middle of the pile, and I raked them up, and he laughed and laughed. And then he said, my fix-it-up life. Kicking the leaves.
Yes, he loves playing in the leaves, and he loves to say my fix it up life, too. Well, I'm excited about our guest today on the show. We have Jillian Harris and Ed Sanders, the designers from Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and they have 4 special holiday episodes that are airing on Monday nights on ABC, and I'm excited to watch them, and I'm excited to talk to them about what happened on these projects. And you were there for one of them, Mark.
I was there for one of them with Jillian. Got to spend a little time with her. And so I know a little bit of the backstory of that whole build and what happened.
Well, you spent time with her dad, too.
I spent time with her dad. In fact, she entrusted him to me. And I will say with some pride or embarrassment, you decide that within 5 minutes of being on my crew, he was bleeding from his head.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it because he was excited to be there?
Let's go with that.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, we've
I don't
got...
think I'm going to entrust you as my parents at any point in the near future. But in the meantime, we do have to go to break.
We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Where do you begin?
Together, believe. believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
Ain't no job that's too small. A change of bulb and a patch of wall. If it's loose, I'll make it tight. That's right.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we are joined by, I'm going to say it, by one of our friends. And even if he doesn't like me as much as I like him, and which is probably the case, Ed Sanders from the design team of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, thank you for joining us.
More than welcome, guys. But, Mark, listen, mate, we've got to stop this because I'm over in California. You're on the East Coast. I like you too, buddy, but it's never going to work, mate. My wife will kill me. Teresa will get upset. And before you know it, there's two families broken.
And then all the children, too. I mean, you know, you have four kids, right?
I do have four kids, and I apologize if any of them come running in at the moment because I'm stuck in my office trying to, I'm hampered in the corner trying to get away from them. They're all rammed, ready to go out and go and celebrate Thanksgiving in a couple of hours at their friend's house.
Oh, that is good.
That's great. They have Thanksgiving in California?
They do have Thanksgiving. Even British people can celebrate Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm so glad that you're participating in Thanksgiving, and even though you're in California. So I want to know, is there anything special that your family does to celebrate Thanksgiving? Any traditions or anything that you guys do?
Well, instead of the kids usually running around at about 100% energy levels, today they really amp it up and run around at about 150%, which is great for me and my good wife because usually, you know, by lunchtime we're pooped, but I would say by about 10:30 this morning I'm going to be absolutely cream cracker.
Hold on, writing it
cream
down.
Cream cracker.
Cream cracker.
There you go.
And
which is slang term for knackered, which means absolutely exhausted.
Well, I do want to talk about the Extreme Makeover Home Edition specials that are airing on Monday nights, but I want to ask you, are you going to be in your workshop building anything like Santa for the holidays for friends and family?
You see, I know where you're going with this, Teresa. You want to find out still how many doors I haven't finished in this house, don't you?
I do, but I didn't want to ask because I get in trouble every time.
I'll be very honest with you. I've still got 10 doors to build, and one of them is the office door. So, again, I apologize if kids come running in. However, this morning, my wife's getting ready. We're going to my friend's, my son's friend's house, who's the same as kind of me and my wife. He's English. The wife is American. But I'm actually outside in the front yard spraying two homemade cornhole game boards that I'm taking to another friend's house tomorrow. So my wife is unbelievably happy with me at the moment when I should be cooking some food to take over to the first person's house today. But no, I'm doing woodwork. I'm spar varnishing the second of two cornhole boards.
That is hilarious because I literally made my husband make the same thing for our son's fourth birthday just a month ago. And he was like, you want me to do what? So... yeah, four big points there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a contractor. I don't make beanbag toss game. What's this all this? And then she painted a pumpkin on there.
Yeah, I wanted to make it like
there
a jack-o'-lantern.
Well, the thing is, I could have gone to a local sporting store, names to be kept off the radio, and picked up a cornhole set for about $50. Instead, I spent probably $150 in materials, wood, spray, paint, varnish. So yeah, my wife's very happy this morning.
Well, that is fantastic.
I will ask you if you will send us a photograph of those.
Oh, yeah.
We want to see the Ed Sanders version of Cornhole Game.
Yes, I will.
Okay. Oh, crikey. Now I better make sure I do a good job.
Well, I mean, have you, like, box jointed it and dovetailed. I mean, I just...
I mitered the corners underneath the ply on the 2x4, but it's a nice sheet of oak face ply, Euro ply, and it's I've got the names of my friend's family on one board etched in, and I've varnished it, and the other board will have the challenges, so when they have friends over, they can shoot to their board, and the challenges can shoot to their board. But it's got me thinking, Mark. I'm already thinking of project number 2, 3, and 4, how I can improve on each design.
I'm actually tearing up a little bit at how sweet that sounds. I can see why your wife is so happy. But I do want to talk about the Extreme Makeover Home Edition specials that are airing this holiday season. And, you know, which one were you on? So I know which one that I definitely have to make sure my bottom is glued to the couch for.
Okay, well, we filmed 4 episodes back in January when our last show aired, and we kept them in reserve for the holiday coming up. So we've been off the air for 12 months, near enough. I'm in the last 2. There's 4 episodes starting November 26th. I'm on December 10th, and the last one December 17th. 4 amazing shows, 4 completely different stories. Show 1 coming up is the Bastrop Wildfire in Texas, where 34,000 acres burned, the biggest wildfire in Texas. An amazing family who are, the mom is a volunteer firefighter. And an interesting fact I found out, that 71% of fire services across America are run by volunteers, and they lost their home while they were trying to help other people. So that's the first show coming up. Second show is the Watson family. It's a family that help low-income single mothers who are below the poverty line. Again, 5,000 single mothers in the state of Tennessee are struggling below the poverty line. Show 3, which is my first one, is the Friday family. But don't be confused, it's going out on a Monday. And they are just an outstanding foster family. The amount of kids they've helped over the years is unbelievable. And then the last one, which tallies up on December 17th, is another one I'm in. It's helping Sergeant Shiloh Harris, who came back from Iraq very, very, very badly injured, burnt. And he's working for the Army's Wounded Warrior Project. And he does so much for wounded warriors coming back, men and women who have served this great country. And we have a surprise visit by J.R. Martinez, the amazing guy, former serviceman who came back injured as well from Iraq, disfigured and burnt, but starred on Dancing with the Stars. I mean, his own right is an amazing actor. So we've got 4 amazing shows, and I hope the fans and people like yourselves tune in. And you guys have always been absolutely fantastic promoting the show. So thank you very much for doing what you've done over the years.
Well, thank you so much for doing what you do, because, you know, I don't know of another show like Extreme Makeover Home Edition in my TV watching history that has put such a spotlight on so many different issues and brought so much to just everybody to think about things, you know, in different ways, and thinking about so many special people that are doing good work for others. And you know, our little, you know, participation, we've been to a couple of the projects, and every single person on every single job site has their own story of how they, you know, why they're there and how they've volunteered and what they've been through to get there. And it's just really inspiring. And I'm so glad that these 4 episodes are airing this holiday season.
Yeah. And
We are too, because what we're hoping for, Teresa, is we've been off the air for 11 months. And I know there's been a lot of people on websites and Facebook pages saying, oh, when are you guys coming back? So what I'm hoping is that the viewers tune in by their millions. We get those viewing figures back up again, and I hope I'm not speaking out of turn when I say this, but I hope ABC sees the positivity and comes back with maybe 4, 5, or 6 episodes a year for the specials, like Valentine's Day special, July 4th, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Veterans Day, because I know to do 20 or 30 episodes a year, it was so expensive, and we were exhausting a lot of vendors across America who give us all their stuff, mum and dad companies. All of it is donated. So I'm hoping the viewing figures are strong, and it kind of makes ABC think, you know what, let's bring it back for the specials. Let's do 4 or 5 a year.
I totally agree. I really hope so, too. And we're definitely getting the word out as much as we can do our part.
Yeah, and it shows that all those emails and Facebook posts that I've been putting up myself are getting to the right places.
You are such an odd man.
I am exhausted.
He's exhausted. You don't have any.
I'm so tired.
You know how many, like, you know, Gmail and Yahoo email accounts he's had to open up?
I've got 347 Hotmail accounts.
Oh, my goodness.
God bless you, buddy. I was going to ask you, Mark, if you could tell, like, maybe 100,000 of your closest friends to tell, like, 100,000 of their friends. It
that
could be
hurt.
The biggest viewing figures in history, mate. So if you want to jump on that now, while Teresa is chilling out for the rest of the day, in between cooking turkey, mate, if you can jump on that, that'd be fantastic.
On it.
I
Hold
love
on.
That.
Quick clack, quick clack. Ed, in the 30 seconds we have left or
yes.
so, what's cooking for you right now? What's next for Ed Sanders?
Okay, well, I've started my own production company up that me and my brother had in London a few years ago before I came to America, and we're in the middle of selling our first documentary with a good friend's company of mine, focusing on the amazing life of April Ashley, who was Britain's first transgender patient back in 1960. And I myself have just landed a new show for the wonderful people over on AMC, a show called Owner's Manual. Two types of men in the world. One type of man that likes to read the instruction manual, one type of man that doesn't, and I'm playing the part of the man that doesn't. And each week we are forced to throw ourselves into the most bizarre types of machinery and things that are usually taken 2-3 years of training. We're thrown at it. So it's a cute idea. It's a great show. It's definitely lads and dads televisions, but if any of the fans from Extreme want to tune in, please do. Owner's Manual, AMC, we start filming next month. So I'm very excited by that.
Oh, that is fantastic.
That
we'll have to have you back on to talk about that when that starts airing. But
yes,
yes,
again, we're going to be doing some fantastic things on that show. So it's not as deserving as Extreme Makeover, but then again, no show really is. But I must admit, it's nice for me to get back to what I used to do in London, which was just normal hosting. You know, the last 8 years on the road, as rewarding as they've been, it was beginning to really be a strain on my own family life. I was missing my kids and I was missing my wife, and I was probably being a bit selfish because I was missing them. So that's why I'm kind of glad I'm shooting around the LA area, Arizona, Nevada. I'm not going too far.
Well, now I know why you haven't finished the doors in your house, so that you can be a little bit closer to everyone in your family. And we have to go to break. So everyone, tune in to the 4 specials, Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and we will have to go to break.
Well, you're always a pleasure to talk to. You make it fun, and that's what it's all about. So thank you, and have a cracking Thanksgiving today.
Oh, you too. And good luck with cornhole tomorrow.
We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
I can do anything you need. Yes, ma'am. I'm your fix-it man.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life. I'm joined by my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we are joined by Extreme Makeover design team member and maybe, I don't use this word often, but maybe the cutest,
really
heartfelt person on that team, Jillian Harris. Jillian, how are you?
Oh, you guys are so cute. I'm great. I flew in late last night, but I rolled over and I said to my boyfriend, please tell me, is it 10 o'clock? And he goes, it's 5 to 10. And I said, oh, my goodness, I'm so happy I got to sleep in, and I've got my interview with Mark and Teresa. So I'm actually just sitting in bed waiting for somebody to make coffee.
Well, that sounds like fantastic. Why don't I get to do that, dear?
Coincidentally, so am I.
I don't think so. I think I got up at 5:30, and I think I had to make my own coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, not so much. But I'm really excited about the Extreme Makeover Home Edition specials that are airing. And the first one that you are on Monday night, and, you know, Mark was on that project, too, and he says that he actually made your dad bleed within like 5 minutes of meeting him.
Oh, yeah. You know what? They, so for anybody who watches the show, I don't know if my dad will make it to air or not, but we, okay, so first off, let's set this up. We filmed the show last fall. Last winter, and it was to be a Thanksgiving special that would air this year. And so for Christmas last year, knowing that it was going to be possibly one of my last Extreme Makeover episodes, I wrapped up an old hammer, and I put a letter inside, and it was the letter of the story of the Watson family. And my dad read the letter, and he started crying, and he said, looked at me with tears in his eyes, and he said, actually, I videotaped it, so if you want to see the video, it's on my website.
Uh-huh.
And he looked up at my eyes, and he said, with tears in his eyes, and he said, well, Jimmy, what is this? Who are these people? And he said, you're going to be building them a house. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, you're going to come with me to Knoxville, and you're going to help me build a house for this family. And I'm going to start crying because he was crying and I was crying. And, you know, it's just so incredible. You know, Mark and Teresa, you know, the listeners don't know, I've been a part of many, many episodes. And myself, I did about 12. But being a part of a build like this is just the most life-changing, as cliche as it sounds, heartwarming thing you can do. And to this day, my dad said it was the most incredible experience he's ever had. So back to Mark's question, my dad, yes, was there. And I think my dad has a man crush on Mark. So, Teresa, you better watch out.
Oh, my goodness, that's great.
Well, what I can say is that it was such an, except the blood part, was such an awesome experience because we rolled over from where you were staying to the job site, and your dad's telling stories in the van, and I didn't even know you were in it and for a while. And anyway, we get out of the van, and I totally stalked you. I'm like, hey, Jillian, it's Mark from My Fix It Up Life. You're like, what are you doing here? And I was helping out with the project management crew, and then you turn around and say, this is my dad. He wants to work. And I said, well, does he want to work with me? And he puts a big smile on his face, and I can tell he's a really tough guy. And he said, and we're like, yeah, let's go. So long story short, someone dropped something on his head.
Oh, my God. This was the scariest time of my life because my dad, tough guy, runs an auto body shop, just like you're saying. He's a DIYer. He's just, you know, and he's Southern Europe kind of guy, just like you. Working away with Mark, you know, I'd leave my dad in Mark's hands because I know he's in good hands. And I come back about 4 hours later, and lo and behold, somebody dropped a freaking, oh, sorry, this is it. Somebody had dropped a
nail gun. Yeah.
And when my dad went to go look up to see what it was, the hard hat fell off. And thank God it was the big, chunky part of the nail gun and not the sharp part, because it just gave him, like, a big, big, huge goosebump and a little, he didn't have to get a stitch. But I've realized now how parents must feel when, you know, their kids get hurt, because you were there, Mark, right? I lost my mind. I was crying. Oh, my God, Dad. Anyways, he's fine. My dad's fine.
So what was it like, though, working with your dad and bringing him to an Extreme Makeover, you know, that whole experience of it, and now that you can share it, and are you going to watch it together?
We won't watch it together, and you know what's even sadder is we won't watch it together because I have a press conference in town here, but also my mom is away in Hawaii, so I'll have to make sure that all my cousins go over to my parents' place and that my dad has somebody to watch it with. But it was just incredible, you know. I just bringing my dad to be able to see what I did for a living. He has always been so proud of me, but to actually bring him and see firsthand and for him to meet all of my colleagues and the design team and the people that are a part of my everyday life on this show was just incredible. It really was just such a great experience.
Well, when you meet someone like the Watson family and you see the way they're living and then you see the possibility of the way they could live, especially with the amount of people they help, what goes through your mind to all of a sudden go from, you know, point A to bringing your design alive? I mean, what are the emotions? What happens?
I think the first thing is that, you know, I will tell you firsthand, am I a generous and do I have a big heart? Absolutely. But somehow we all only end up with 24 hours a day. And somehow my 24 hours a day are always completely jam-packed. I'm always exhausted. And I don't have anybody else to take care of. I only have me. And you think about the Watson family. Well, they have a family. They've got children. And not only do they have children, but they've taken on the responsibility of bringing other people into their home and other people into their life, that single mothers who need help. And, you know, you think about what kind of courage it takes, what kind of sacrifices you have to make, personal sacrifices, time. It is so commendable, and I look up to that family, and I think to myself, if I could just be 10% of what that family was, just 10%, if everybody could watch this show and just be 10% of what this family is, I mean, we'd be living in Wonka land. I mean, it would be, life would be just so different for everybody. And it sounds cliche, but they are the true poster child for good people. I mean, it's how I'm sure God wanted us to be. To be that giving and to sacrifice for others who need it. And to me, it becomes less about how pretty the room is going to be, but more about injecting it with all the love that you possibly can to make everything that those families need.
Wow.
That's poetic, the way you say that. And, you know, on your website, JillianHarris.com, you have a line that stuck with me, that you love lovely things. And the only other person who could write a sentence like that and pull it off is Dr. Seuss.
Right. I'm a lot like Dr. Seuss. We're both a little crazy.
Oh, my goodness. That is so funny.
I mean, I love lovely things, but it in one fell swoop, says it all without being lame. So,
right.
So for the just about a minute that we have left, I want to know, and I'm sure everybody else wants to know, what are you working on right now? Where else can we see you after all of these Extreme Makeover Home Edition specials air?
Well, if your listeners will really love this, because my grandma says I'm like horse poop. I'm all over the place.
So, that's what I was going to say, Jillian, but I didn't want to bring it up.
Dr. Seuss, horse poop, it's the same thing, you know.
Oh, man. Okay, well, lots of stuff's going on. Right now, I'm working really hard on this campaign I do on my website every year called Jill's Favorite Things. It's a lot like Oprah's Favorite Things, except for nobody's getting a Cadillac. But every day, I give away one of my favorite things to my readers, and so I've been working so hard on that, and that starts December 7th. And January 7th, I actually am... so excited because premiere of my new show, which is the Love It or List It Vancouver. So anybody who's seen the show Love It or List It, it is the same franchise, it's the same format, but we're just featuring Vancouver, and I'm the new host. So I'm getting so ready for that. And besides my website and the new show and a fabulous new guy in my life, I'm just doing lovely. I'm doing as well.
That sounds great. So please say hi to your dad for us.
Check out
the episodes on ABC of Extreme Makeover.
And follow Jillian on Twitter, because we do, at Jillian Harris, and we have to go to break.
We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Bye, you guys.
Shut up! Got paintbrush? Do it the hard way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of our show.
We've got more home improvement how-to and inspiration on myfixituplife.com.
We're on Twitter, Facebook, and we're sharing how-to videos on YouTube and pinning awesome photos on Pinterest.
And we love to be inspired by your questions, your triumphs, and your home improvement success. So email us at info@myfixituplife.com.
And we're giving away great tools and gear to help get your DIY done at myfixituplife.com. Just click on free stuff.
And we'll be back next week with more My Fix It Up Life.
To a tree and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad. Life into my Fix It Up Life.